This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Regular listeners will know that I am a proud, proud minivan driver. We even did a segment a good long while ago, granted, about how I could drive it more fuel efficiently. Try, though I might, though, gas at $6 a gallon at the station around the corner from me kind of defeats whatever light touch on the gas pedal I could muster. So, and this is true, we were talking this weekend at my house about something more electric, or plug-in hybrid, maybe. Suggestions, of course, welcome, but as you might guess, finding an EV or a hybrid right now? That ain't no easy task. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on it.
As an engineer who studies alternative fuel vehicles, you'd think Cameron Proctor would be one of those guys who's all humble bragging about how many miles per gallon he's getting right now.
No, I can't afford hybrid, but I want a hybrid.
Now, he considered a Toyota SUV hybrid the last time he was in the market for a car in 2016, but the sticker price was too high. He went with a used Chevy Equinox, a compact SUV, and he got the EcoBoost model, which has a bit better fuel efficiency but isn't a hybrid. Gas also wasn't $5 a gallon back then. Proctor says these days,
you know, I look at something like the Highlander hybrid because I have a kid and I have dogs. It's getting 30 miles city. It has 306 horsepower. You know, if you do have that kind of disposable income, part of me says, why not?
That's a calculation many Americans are making right now. Stephanie Brindley is a principal analyst at S&P Global Mobility. She does think we'll eventually see a big shift to electric vehicles, but that won't only be about the price at the pump.
It's not about the fuel price in and of itself. It's going to be because the vehicles are increasingly in price points, in segments, in size classes that already fit in consumers' lifestyles.
Like Proctor's hypothetical Highlander hybrid. Automakers are investing in and promoting their next-gen alternative fuel vehicles, but they're not producing a whole lot of them yet. Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions says it's also more likely that car makers are counting on that demand shift to electric vehicles being a lot more gradual.
If you're looking at shifting from gas-guzzling pickup trucks that sell a lot and make a lot of profit to electric vehicles that require dedicated plants, dedicated suppliers, and don't make a lot of profit at the moment, that's going to be a slow, slow shift.
He says more than the chip supply problem we've all heard about, the lack of EVs for sale right now is due to normal pace of production. And Chris Hardo at Consumer Reports says for those customers who are ready to make the switch and can find the EV that they want, there's not a lot of negotiating happening at the dealership.
You have a kind of set supply of EVs that are going to be built this year, and increasing demand for that limited number of vehicles, and it's translating into higher dealer markups for those vehicles.
And the higher those markups, the further down the road it's going to be before consumers start to see those savings from plugging in rather than filling up. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.